This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by our friends at Away Travel. Now, you've heard about us talk about them for quite a while now. Nearly a year we've been talking about Away Travel and my Away luggage. I just took it on my very quick trip down to Orlando, and I'm going to be taking it again in a couple weeks when I return. That's right, folks. If you're in the Orlando area, October 15th or 21st, keep your eyes peeled. This is Logan's coming to town. Will you come into town?
No, I won't be there.
Will not be taking his Away bag, but I will. And here's what you need to do. If you want to get one of these amazing Away travel bags that have the USB charger, they got the 360 spinners. Yep, just like the 90s. No.
Oh, the fidget spinners?
No, I meant like my tires. Now, but you can go straight down the aisle. Carry-on size is what I rock, but they have lots of different options. And you get a special deal as a WDW Today listener. For $20 off your order, all you got to do is go to awaytravel.com/WDW20. Use promo code WDW20. Away makes first-class luggage at coach prices. And they allow you to charge your phone on the go. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about them a little bit later in the show. But for now, on with the show.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday, October 4th, 2017. This is episode 1583 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm The Grease.
I'm Matt Lott.
We just got done with our Patreon show, and we were discussing milkshakes. And I said, you know what? Milkshakes are an important topic, as I'm about to travel back down to Disney World in about 10 days. What, Will?
You all were talking about milkshakes.
You were hating
milkshakes. I was ranting against certain milkshake offerings.
If you think this is a throwaway episode of like, oh, they're talking about milkshakes,
Stay tuned.
Will come unleashed.
Now, Terry often talks about a milkshake.
Yes, we start. A very
specific milkshake that I believe has been referenced more than any other food item. Can't say that. More than any other. Sorry, Grease just offended me greatly. But just, hey, it's your imagination. A milkshake that is probably the most talked about food item that we've mentioned in the show.
Yeah, and upon Googling, just as we're talking about this idea, I did just come across a milkshake crawl that is apparently a thing.
That's the grossest sounding thing maybe ever.
The DisneyFoodBlog.com is offering.
All love to the people who run that, but dear Lord, if you are trying to get sick.
Here I go. You've already set me off because I was so upset about the offering of a bottomless milkshake. What's even grosser to me than just sitting in an air-conditioned room chowing down on multiple milkshakes is going to a place, eating a milkshake, going out in the heat and humidity, getting another milkshake. And how many stops are on this thing?
Well, you have to get rid of the calories. Well, I don't understand.
I asked him a question. How many stops?
It looks like
he's looking it up, but here
one,
I'm gonna
two,
go. I'm gonna,
three,
at least
four,
six.
Five,
at least, oh Lord,
six.
I, you know what?
If seven,
I ever meet
eight, nine,
incredible,
nine.
If I ever
There's
meet
nine photos,
if I ever meet a milkshake crawler, it will be my undoing.
Wow,
I will say,
like, what is
horrific
undoing
things?
Mean?
I will try to change your life.
Okay,
because that is the worst thing I've ever heard.
So just to calm Will down before I talk about the king of all milkshakes.
You can't calm me down. No, just, you already brought that up.
Calm down. We're gonna have to get medical help for Will before the end of this episode. So
Will's gonna be on an IV by the
way. We do appreciate all the love that I've seen across all platforms of social media for folks going to Food and Wine, stopping and paying homage to Tipsy Ducks in Love. Not a milkshake, although a milk product.
Very close.
Very close.
It's on the edge.
Milk. And you know what I don't do? Have multiples.
Right.
Of that? Never had
more than one?
No, that's disgusting.
So
you just don't like things in twos.
I don't like milk products in the Florida heat outside repetitively.
Sweet, milky products.
Now there's some interior shakes.
Too much.
So let's start with the king of all interior shakes. I think that's a band. The interior shakes.
Interior shakes?
Yeah. It's female fronted rock band.
I get that. I get where you're coming from.
So arguably the best is the peanut butter and jelly milkshake, which sounds like an awful idea at Primetime Cafe, but it is absolutely delightful.
I would agree. Now, it's more of a strawberry themed. As I think of jelly, I go grape mentally, but it's more of a strawberry and peanut butter. Now, for the shakes at Primetime Cafe, they're tall boys.
Yes.
They're legit real ones, because I'm going to get into these tiny shake businesses.
But they come half the time with like a sidebar. Like you get you mix it in and a full glass.
Right. So you get the full glass, you get the silver shaker.
And you don't have to go in and sit down at the restaurant to get the shake. You can go into the tune-in lounge, walk up to the bar, order the shake to go. Although, when you order the shake to go, you do get less. Yeah. My wife and I order one, ask for two to-go cups, and then head on our merry way.
So you can go get one, eat it on your way to your next milkshake.
No. Now, for those that don't know, because I think we maybe assume...
That's what you just described.
We assume too much that people know. The tune-in lounge is when you walk into the Primetime Cafe, which is at Disney's Hollywood Studios, it's immediately to the left,
yes.
Right?
And it's sort of, you can also, for you parents that are next door participating in Disney Junior Buffet, mm-hmm. they're literally connected by a hallway with the bathrooms.
Right, they share
a
bathroom.
So if you need to get away from the, you know, if you're being chased by a Disney Junior character, who, you know, Bob the Builder's running you down.
Mm-hmm. I don't think, is he there? Handy Mandy,
whatever.
Chad hasn't been on the air in a decade.
Yeah, but he's still there. He's
still there. Wilmer Valderrama's still making them checks.
So yeah, if Handy Manny's chasing you down, you can go to the Tune-In Lounge and get an adult beverage if you need to.
But milkshake wise, you can order there. You can order full food there.
Yes,
and you can get your milkshake to go,
or you can sit there, like Will. If you don't want to have your milkshake in the Florida heat, you can sit there and enjoy it in the.
I've never used the Tune-In Lounge. I've seen it so many times, but I feel like it's because it's kind of where you wait for your table, right?
Yes, or there's. They have a huge bar, too, as
right,
well.
But it's that area. It's that area. So like, I always think of it as like where I wait. I never actually sat there and ordered.
I've eaten a meal there when I'm there on like a solo trip, and I just want to run in mm-hmm. and get something to eat. But yeah, I love the Tune-In Lounge just because you can get the same. And if you do want to enjoy primetime without the whole
show
shtick, you know?
Right. It's like ordering Japanese takeout.
Yes.
It's the same quality of food.
No show hibachi.
No show. No show hibachi. Which I like. I had it last night for dinner.
No show hibachi?
I ordered it to go.
Can you? Is that a new restaurant
still
concept?
Still coming to Disney stupidly Springs? Priced.
Would you do a hibachi crawl?
Yeah.
Pretty sure I would.
I think so.
Pretty sure I would.
Grease, I'm pretty sure you would do any kind of all you can eat, considering we are just coming off
all you
of
care to eat.
No,
your all you care your shrimp.
Yeah.
With no bottoms.
Oh yeah, we need to address that elephant in the room. Shrimp, all you can eat shrimp. How'd you do?
Yeah, well,
bottomless shrimp.
We walk in there and I'm immediately intimidated because the manager is the guy that ate 492
in one night.
Did he, in one sitting? Did he achieve that? They're just like, you know what? Here's the keys.
You're now the manager. You're the manager.
That's exactly what we said. Like, he wasn't the manager then.
He won.
He did that.
He won it.
And they gifted him the management position at the restaurant.
He's the franchise owner.
Man, we had a good crew. We had like, what, 10 people? Matt Lott went with me.
I was there. It was good.
All right, so where'd you end up?
What was your take?
I only ended it. I got 53.
He was like a normal human and was like, mm-hmm. I'm going to get my money's worth, but not be a glutton.
It was good.
I don't know. 53 is still up
still
there.
That's a lot of shrimp.
I don't know if I could do that.
It was good though. We had a good time. My poor friend Grease though. He hit a wall real hard.
99.
There was a wall.
It was 99.
Woo.
It was real hard, but we rallied. I got another 18 down because I had to hit 117 to go along with 2017 the year. That's my minimum.
But you did it.
I did it. It was very painful, but we made it through. So,
good time.
Congratulations.
I heard it wasn't even that hard.
Well,
there's a couple of people there.
Others
that,
made it look easy.
Listeners.
Yes.
For this podcast, you know who you are.
Yeah.
All right.
Back to my thing. I'll do any kind of crawl. Like if it's a milkshake crawl, sure, why not? Pub crawl? Yeah.
Watermelon?
The strawberry crawl?
Monorail crawl? Thing.
Monorail crawl? Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
It is, yes.
They have a thing.
So, milkshake-wise, is that your favorite milkshake? You said it's your favorite milkshake on property. Is that where you mostly order a milkshake, Terry?
That's the only milkshake I intentionally will go to order.
Now, here's what I think. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. My milkshake brings all the boys to the
yard. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Thanks, Ray. Now I have to edit for...
We gotta edit the show.
If that person's listening, good on us.
Khalees?
Yeah, seriously.
Right. If they have a problem with that...
Well, technically it was altered.
Yeah, I mean, technically that's a sample.
And it's parody.
Sure.
And we were doing commentary on milkshakes. Yeah. So...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're promoting.
Okay.
Now, all the listeners now want to go and download that song.
So what I have had, and what I realize is something that we discussed in the show, I realize I have had a bottomless milkshake before, and that was at the Whispering Canyon Cafe, which offers all you care to enjoy skillets and breakfast and food and everything, but also all you can drink vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry shakes. Now, here's... the main thing about that is they come in jelly jars. So they're very small.
Mm.
I still think I did not order another one. Maybe I went too.
But so the jelly jars are that, that's like a half milkshake.
For kids.
Is
really.
That what the other one is?
That's what I'm going to find out.
Because if it is,
the Plaza,
then you have multiple flavors. I'm still against it in principle, but understand that most people probably aren't going to have more than a full milkshake. Most
it looks
people.
Like it's so, in an old-fashioned glass, so it's not
mason
huge.
Jar.
Yep. No,
mason jar.
Not in a mason jar. It's in like a
tall soda fountain glass.
No, smaller. Here, look that.
Yeah, that's
half these glass. And right now, the Plaza in the Magic Kingdom is offering. And by the way, if Whispering Canyon is in the Wilderness Lodge,
mm-hmm.
right when you walk in to the left.
Not Whispering, but
no. Lots of yelling.
And pony riding.
Mm-hmm. But the Plaza is when you walk into the Magic Kingdom, if you don't know, it'll be on Main Street to the right when you can go left or right. It's on your right, I believe, unless I'm getting that wrong. And that's where you can have this. I've been there once or twice over the last decade. It's fine. You know, usually you can get a reservation. If you're going to get a reservation someplace, often it's open. But yeah.
Sometimes they have a smoked prime rib. On the menu, that is one of my favorite things
is that
on property.
This guy right here that I just looked up.
That's a rack of ribs.
Dude, no, that's the prime. That's the all you care to eat barbecue plate. There is what that is.
I do care to eat that.
Yep, you do care to.
Now, obviously, you can get ice cream, milkshakes, and things at places that are kind of designed for that. I realize I've had a milkshake also at the Ghirardelli. Ghirardelli with
yes. You know what milkshakes mm-hmm. concern me because I know there's a great deal of anger coming from Will.
What milkshakes concern me?
The upsetting milkshake is the new trend. That started at Toothsome's, I believe it.
Oh yes. The and then, over the. I don't know if they found it, but they definitely found it in Orlando.
And then,
the over the top, like it's a milkshake stacked with 40 things on top.
Yeah, and now
covered
Planet Hollywood is doing them, where it's
yes,
just like
and they're awful.
You know, it's like, hey, you know what this milkshake needs on top of it? A piece of cheesecake,
a Bavarian pretzel.
Good grief.
And they look really pretty. I have to say this. And Toothsome's, I feel the same way. They look cool. They taste.
If you like people piling random food items on top of other food items, sure.
It's like a whole buffet in one glass.
I like the way they look.
But like a sugar buffet.
Yes, exactly.
It looks like too much of an adventure for me.
That's the thing. And they don't taste very good.
This one looks like
the entire
series.
That's
sort
of the problem with a lot of these milkshakes is they take a very long time to get.
Yeah.
Because they're putting them together. And if they're anything like the Toothsomes, and I've heard they are, they're not. They're very watery. They're not very thick milkshakes. And just because they look super pretty, and Will says they don't, but they look, okay, let's say, interesting.
They look gaudy.
Yeah.
They're gaudy milkshakes.
You're a gaudy milkshake if I've ever seen one. I'm going to take a quick break here and tell you about Away Travel. Again, if you haven't checked out their website, you should. They have lots of color options, lots of very creative options. I don't know if you guys think about this, but they got tiny sizes up to bigger sizes, and you can find out more about them at awaytravel.com. And I really love this product. I have been an actual huge customer for the last year, really enjoying what they have in there, whether it's the two USB ports and the high capacity battery that allows you to charge multiple devices on the go, or even the fact that it's so lightweight. You almost, I said this before, it's like you're almost like this can't be well made. It's so lightweight, but it's actually ultra durable. Can't say durable, but it's ultra durable.
Ultra durable.
It's adorable and durable. It's ultra adorable and ultra durable. but very lightweight.
Sounds French.
Yes. I don't know what the origin is of a Away Travel bag, but I can tell you, your destination is always approved. Smooth ride in any direction. They do the 360 spinners. You love those spinners. They're great. Theft-proof, TSA-approved combination lock. I know people always get confused about the lock. It is a TSA-approved combination lock built in. Keeps your belongings safe. And they come in a bunch of different options. The carry-on, the bigger carry-on, the medium, the large, and you get a risk-free 100-day trial period. And also, comes with a lifetime warranty. Anything breaks, Away will fix it or replace it for life. And you get a special deal for being a member of the WDW Today audience. Not only do you get free shipping in the lower 48, you also get $20 off your first order. That's WDW20 at checkout. But first, you got to go to awaytravel.com/WDW20. Use the promo code WDW20. That's awaytravel.com/WDW20. Promo code WDW20.
I am reading about the what they call the frozen sunshine at Beaches and Cream, which is orange sherbet and seltzer water.
So it's like an egg cream.
It does sound a little. It's frothy beverage with a hint of bubbles.
Yeah, like an egg cream.
Right.
It's seltzer water and like some chocolate syrup. They're showing me pictures of these gigantic milkshakes.
These have three donuts on top.
Right.
That is a lot.
That is not pretty.
And that's a lot.
You know what those are.
Donuts.
You know that guy that takes the salt and sprinkles it like he's like doing like a swan sprinkle?
No. What?
I think you made that up.
Have y'all not seen that?
The Swan Saltman.
Yeah, no, it's like he's a chef and he's like, it needs a little salt. And he picks up salt and he does this and sprinkles it.
Does anyone know what I'm talking about? There's no one in the control room. I'm not sure.
No, it's a thing.
It's not a thing.
Anyway.
Prove it.
There's listeners out here. I will prove it here in a second, but there's listeners. That looks like, oh yeah, okay, let's just take some sprinkles and then let's take some of those sweetheart hearts from Valentine's Day that we have left over from last year and sprinkle them on.
And found the guy you're talking about. I would not by any means say, oh yeah, that's a chef. It's just a random guy with circular sunglasses carving a steak and then sprinkling salt.
Dude, you have to be a chef to carve a steak like that. Have you ever been able to carve a steak like that?
Yeah.
How?
He's a chef. With a knife?
Will has knife skills.
Are you talking about Boot Hill Blades?
All the time. Thanks. Why'd you say all the time after I said all the time like
because
that?
Because I agree with you. Okay. Half the time.
Now, sometimes available is also the spiky pineapple, which is what I actually said I wanted, which was essentially a Dole Whip, drinkable Dole Whip, which is available at Trader Sam's. And I assume it comes with a little also, maybe a kick to it. I'm not exactly sure. But I'm reading about that right now, and I need to try it. It's just as made with Dole Whip, it doesn't say. It's a milkshake alternative. So, you know, one of those 2017 milkshakes.
Is an adult whip a milkshake alternative? Would that be considered a milkshake alternative?
I would say yes, because it's liquid in it. Because a lot of times they'll put the orange, or not the orange, the pineapple or the orange in it. What are y'all doing?
I just got to the bottom of the post about the.
And it was fries.
If there was a French fry crawl, I could get it. I'm not doing a milkshake crawl, but I will do a.
There's a separate compartment in our bodies. For French fries.
Yes.
False.
It's called my stomach.
No, but there's a separate thing.
No, there's not.
I would call it a liver, but I don't think that's what that's for. I think that's for bourbon.
Your liver is destroyed.
Yeah. I think on last week's show, I started the show off like, if I have to get gastro bypass, y'all better leave the compartment for bourbon. You can't take it all.
You got to keep those priorities.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Of course.
So your favorite milkshake, Terry, is the peanut butter and jelly shake. But it's like more of a strawberry jam themed milkshake.
If you didn't know, it is PB&J. It just has its own.
See, I think you know.
They also used to offer, I don't know if they still do, at the Swan or Dolphin.
Yes.
It's different. It's a little different over there. It's got something crunchy in it.
That one actually has the strawberry sauce with the Reese's Pieces.
That's what it has.
See, I'm not a giant peanut butter guy.
You know what that reminds me of? In Northern Virginia, where I grew up, we had a restaurant called Friendly's. And I guess if you're in the Northeast, you know
Friendly's. Love a good Friendly's.
And so it reminds me of something that you get at Friendly's.
I'll give you that. the fountain there kind of has that vibe in general over at the.
I'm gonna have to head over now to the fountain because I love.
Are there not Friendlies in Orlando anymore? There used to be, didn't they? I feel like there used to be one in Longwood when we were kids.
I don't know.
Or was that in Virginia Beach?
If there is, I'm going. I'm sure there's one in Virginia Beach.
There used to be. I don't know.
Oh man, Friendlies at like 11 p.m. at night.
I say it always ended up getting a little sketchy.
So is it either?
Oh, it's like, I know Friendlies. Yeah.
So it's Friendlies or Perkins?
Not even in the same.
I would Friendlies.
Is that something like a Bob Burger or something you get there?
What are you saying?
I don't
know. Why do you just say things?
What are you saying?
No, yeah, because I recognize the logo, but I'm not connecting
there
the
is
dots.
There is a Friendlies. It is in. Let's see where.
It used to be one in like Altamont Springs.
Yeah, I can visualize it. They say that's what's important. There's one in the Lake Buena Vista area.
Oh.
On International Drive, there is a Friendlies still available. You can even order online, open till midnight every night. Opens in the morning at 7 a.m. So we were talking about earlier, how can you
get... And
they
have a Crayola-themed Sunday called Color Me. Color Me Sunday.
That sounds like the Crayola-themed Sunday.
That's what comes up on Friendlies.com.
That's the grossest sounding thing I've ever heard. Well,
on that note...
On that note,
tastes like crayons.
Yeah, I can visualize that flavor.
Georgia,
crayons.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break here and talk about Away Travel. How about that? How do you feel about that, boys?
I feel pretty good about it. Do the suitcases have a compartment to store
crayons.
Milkshakes?
Sorry, we got left. I like when we tickle Matt Locke because it's just.
What's a tickle Matt Locke?
That's a legit. It's got a USB charger on it. It's not going to be hard to put like a
milkshake compartment. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine doing a milkshake crawl with that luggage?
I'll pass that along to the people out of Way. I'll let them know. You know, there's one thing missing. That's a milkshake compartment. Would
Can
it
we
be
get a
exterior?
Freezer in this?
Yeah.
So it's just a cup holder. Now back to what we were talking about, which I think was milkshakes, but I think what we should move on to is I am actually heading down to the Orlando area. Coming up here in a couple weeks, I'll be down there for our film Welcome Home, Dick Van Dyke, which will be playing. I believe it's going to be the final or next to final screening. Will be at the Orlando Film Festival on Friday, October 20th at 11 a.m. Prime spot. By the way, if you're booking a film festival and you're like, I wonder if this is a good spot during a work day, 11 a.m. I'm sure it's going to be packed. But I love seeing you guys out there that are there. Come join us at the Cobb Plaza Theater, Cinema Cafe, downtown Orlando. I'll be there watching 25 Minutes of Gloriness with Dick Van Dyke. He won't be there. He'll be on the screen. But I'm going to be going down. I'm going to spend a couple extra days and go to the park. So I'll be there like 4 or 5 days early and enjoying my time there. Trying to do some new things. Now that my kids, I brought this up in our Patreon show. My kids, I feel like, are old enough now to sit through nicer restaurants. Then be nice restaurants, but not... you know, grab and go, character dining. They actually, I think, will sit down and enjoy a meal. And if worse comes to worse, you throw a phone in front of their face and say, deal with it. That's what I say too. Deal with it.
It's great parenting.
Yes. But not only that, now we start looking at what we're going to do attraction wise and things that are changed and things that are new. Now, we talked about this a little bit, but obviously the studio is going through some changing. There is Halloween happening at the Magic Kingdom and around the resort. And we're trying to decide what to do. Last year, we obviously did Not So Scary Halloween Party. You remember how that went. If you're a listener to this show, was not a fan. Not that we didn't rethink about it this year. We thought about it. Like, our kids are a little older, but we didn't spring for the money. It was, you know, it's a nice chunk of change, even as an annual pass holder for that extra few hours. We thought about it and we just remember kind of it being not only a madhouse, but even like the candy lines being crazy and people just being kind of not super friendly.
Candy lines are always crazy.
It's the not so scary and also not so friendly Halloween
party. Not so friendlies. We'll be at Friendlies instead of the not so scary Halloween party. But you know, we looked at some of the other options, but other than for Halloween time, other than not so scary, your only option now is the Legend of Sleepy Hollow thing, which we again priced out and looked at it and said, this is one, our kids will be scared of it. I'm not going to sit outside and watch
a headless man.
The headless
this is
horseman.
A headless yeah. fellow. You get your picture.
How do you explain
with?
That to your kids?
Yeah, I feel like it's for the bigger kids, and it just didn't work. I looked at the backyard barbecue; it was sold out. A lot
really?
Of things were packed the week we're going. I don't know.
Must be fall.
You can do the milkshake crawl instead. Yeah. Thing.
Yeah, that's there's no waiting. Couldn't get into Beaches and Cream probably though, because some reason that's just Beaches and Cream maybe the what?
Do they have that one ice cream there?
Yeah, it's a kitchen sink.
The kitchen sink. What's wrong with the kitchen sink?
It's just as gross as a bottomless milkshake.
Disagree, because you share that with multiple people.
Oh, you know what that I really like?
Sharing ice cream with other people.
Sticking a spoon in my mouth, and you sticking a spoon in your mouth, and you sticking a spoon in your mouth, and then we all take it and we swirl it in a big bowl of milk.
That sounds awesome. Let's do it.
More for families. Maybe not.
No, let's that's do even, it.
Well, that's even grosser.
I think my family, we'd never do that.
I wish that we might have videoed this because I wish people could see Will when he gets passionate. It's really cute.
And the only thing I'm clearly am passionate about are how much I dislike desserts.
Let him be passionate.
You don't like sticky milk. Like, you're just like, yeah, ugh.
I think that's what
I don't
want
to be hot. I don't want to be sweaty. I'm totally and I don't want to drink milk.
I'm totally with him on that point, though. I'm with you, Will. I'm on your
Thank
side.
You, Matt.
Because that is extreme.
What about, like, chocolate milk?
And if you guys don't know, the kitchen sink is, I'll read it to you. Because it's you can get it at Beaches and Cream, which is at the Beach Club Resort. You do need to get a reservation there. And when you order it, alarms start sounding in the whole place.
Because that's also like a heart rate monitor, yeah. I think.
So here's what you get in the kitchen sink. It comes out in a kitchen giant sink. Bowl, which it looks like a kitchen sink, overflowing. And it has a half a cup of fudge topping, warmed. Half a cup of, this is going to take a while, guys. So you may skip the, do the 30, you may do the 30-second skip a couple of times. Half a cup of butterscotch topping, warmed. Half a cup of peanut butter topping, warmed. One medium banana.
Why are you like saying warmed like Trump would? Warmed.
One medium banana sliced in half inch slices. What's a medium banana?
I love that the ingredients are, they specify the size of banana.
The size of banana, they're relative. It's like going to Hardee's and ordering a small drink. It's like, no, that's like a large everywhere else. Right. A medium
Very
banana.
True.
All right, one cinnamon spice cupcake, quartered.
What?
One angel food cupcake.
Quartered?
Quartered. 2 4-ounce scoops of vanilla ice cream.
You're reading how to make it. You're not giving us ingredients. You're saying, listen, and then blend on high, pulse four times.
It's all put together in a big bowl. 2 4-ounce scoops of chocolate ice cream, and the same for strawberry, the same for mint chocolate chip, the same for coffee ice cream. 3 tablespoons of chocolate syrup. They decided to go kind of light on that, I feel like. 1/4 cup of marshmallow creme. 1/4 cup of strawberry topping, 1/4 cup of pineapple topping, 1 14-ounce can of dairy whipped topping. They took an entire can of whipped cream.
14 ounces.
1 brownie, quartered. 1 regular-sized candy bar, quartered. 4 chocolate chip cookies with cream filling. 1 tablespoon of sliced toasted almonds. 1 tablespoon of dark and white chocolate shavings. 1 tablespoon, I'm just going to say all the rest are 1 tablespoon. Chocolate cookies with cream filling. I said crushed. Jellied orange slices, chopped, approximately 2 large slices. 1 tablespoon of chip milk chocolate chip morsels, peanut butter chip morsels, chocolate sprinkles, rainbow sprinkles, 1/2 cup of drained maraschino cherries. And that's available.
I love maraschino cherries.
Well, it's only 1/2 cup of that compared to everything else.
Well, quarter.
Quarter.
I will say this. Pretty good value at $32, guys.
Oh, yeah. Now, it does become...
There's value.
It does become kind of pudding after a little while because it just starts
See that?
Melting.
Right. Because start you're melting before you get it. Because
I've shared it with like 6 people
spoon.
And it's still... It just becomes milk.
Just a mass.
Just, it looks like...
soup.
You know when like you see gasoline on the ground and you can just see sort of the color swirls? It kind of looks like that in milk.
That's the greasiest thing Logan has ever said. Like, that's like something I would illustrate.
And this is something you would eat.
Now, if you're on a budget and you're less of a beast, you can just get the regular sundae for $7.
Oh, yeah.
And it's 2 scoops with whatever topping you want.
And I think the No Way Jose...
In the
Which
Magic
is a peanut
Kingdom,
butter
you can
thing?
Actually get a mini kitchen sink.
Is that the bathroom
where
sink?
Where's that?
The one that comes.
They basically make it,
Thank
and
you.
Then they quarter it.
Quartered.
It's at the ice cream shop there. What's it called? It's in a red with Mickey handles. You get it like to go.
Okay.
A kitchen sink to go.
Another ice cream on the go.
These ice creams on the go, I don't know. I could see if like you had a few kids and you were like, I've got to find a way to make them take a nap. Kitchen sink, sugar coma. That's the only way I see it happening.
See, like even a Mickey bar to me has a little bit of because it melts and gets sticky. So I just have a problem with ice cream out in the heat.
We've discussed this with the three of us. Now that there's five of us, you have the little carts. Mm-hmm. You got your Mickey bar, mm-hmm. got your ice cream sandwich, got your frozen banana, got your lemonade. What's your go-to?
I have a tradition. Mm-hmm. I've never told you guys this. Hollywood Studios, the, I can't remember his name. The dinosaur, Gertie?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Gertie Dinosaur, ever since I was a kid, every trip I go and get an ice cream from Gertie. And I eat that thing super stupid fast because I hate sticky hands after eating ice cream. So, Will, I'm still tracking with you on that.
I get you.
And then you get the headache, but it's whatever. So you just as fast as possible. That's my go-to.
I'm the ice cream sandwich man.
Mm-hmm.
Had one even last week, 2 weeks ago at Avatar Land. I was leaving and I was like, you know what? I didn't have enough of that, like three meals I ordered, the beer, the sangria. I knew I wasn't going to be eating for a while.
Because
I was heading over to food.
You're only heading to food and wine.
Food and wine. And I was like, I'm hungry. And it was like, I was halfway to my car. I'm like, I need to stop. What do you got? And they were like, it's been the same for decades. And I ordered the ice cream sandwich, which I was a little disappointed because I prefer them when they are rock solid.
Mm.
Like they've been sitting in there for a couple weeks. They will break your teeth. That's how I want it. And it's going to last me a good while. This was like too perfect to where I could eat it in a couple minutes. I wanted one that I could just gonna wipe it on my brow. I'm getting hot. Just
what you, whoa. You wanted to wipe
it was a joke. I mean, that's
an ice cream
like,
sandwich on your brow.
Let him go.
My kids do it all the time.
That's true.
They love it.
I mean, they seem to enjoy it, so I thought, why
kids
not?
Kids are disgusting.
See,
well, I think that's a good place to wrap the show up.
I'm kind of like Matt, where I do a different, depending on, at Animal Kingdom, I always do the banana, the chocolate cover, but it frozen chocolate cover banana.
Yes.
Because you also get your potassium in that way.
Are they medium?
The medium bananas.
Medium set quartered.
And then you get like,
quartered.
In Hollywood Studios, I normally get a Mickey bar.
Yeah.
So to answer the last of the beaches and cream, it's called the mini kitchen sink.
Mm.
It's $22.
M-I-N-N-I-E?
Yes.
Or is it like mini?
It's, Minnie Mouse.
It's like the minivan?
But it's Mickey. Just, it's in a Mickey
no,
pants.
No, it's ice cream in Mickey's pants.
And
it's
really
$22.99. You can get it at the Plaza. And Beaches and Cream also.
That's going to do it for today's show. Hope you guys had a great week. And until next time, I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm
and I'm Matt Lott.
And we'll see you, hopefully,
next week.
On the next show.